You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. A full program schedule and program archives can be found at ckuw.ca.
We're covering Nassau County, a big weekend in Fernandina Beach. The Shrimp Festival is back for its 59th year, bringing together art, food, and music, along with the historic downtown riverfront.
News for Jax reporter Ariel Schiller is in Fernandina, where the first night of fun is just wrapping up.
Bad news for New England shrimp. The regulatory Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission says recent surveys off Maine and New Hampshire show the shrimp population is in poor condition.
Monster shrimp is rolled on a rich fish meal food source base mix, perfect for big fish venues and campaign anglers. The attractor package is a marine trio of crab, lobster oil, and the Nash Bait salted shrimp extract.
It was supposed to be a loss leader, which means the deal itself wasn't profitable, but it would increase foot traffic at a time when diners were choosing to order in. Execs were optimistic.
My goal is to eat 65 shrimps tonight.
25 shrimps tonight.
Eat 45 shrimps tonight.
Corn from Dairy Queen. Want to try?
Sure.
Good, huh?
Hey, wait a second.
But.
This isn't popcorn, you idiot. It's popcorn shrimp!
The DQ Popcorn Shrimp Basket. So good, shrimp would eat them.
Going on, Shrimp Alfredo?
Uh-oh, metal-eating locust. I'll have to eject.
Hello, matey! No sign of the shrimp monster yet! Ah, Peso, the shrimp monster snaps his giant claws again.
It's a drive.
Enter the shrimp bar.
Your transistor radio. Take it to the head, you see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Monumental troublemaker, worldwide scoundrel, Jason Eastwood's Calculator Watch, coming to you live on tape from Gary's Closet, Manitoba. Welcome to shrimpfarm.crypto.
I'm Jason, and we're broadcasting from Gary's Closet, which is in the vicinity of Winnipeg. You're listening to 95.9 on the dial, CKUW. We're so proud to bring you this alternative show.
Yeah, this is a show we bring. Now, I used to be good at talking into this microphone.
You used to. What happened? You got a regular job and you stopped working on your chops?
I don't know. I guess, yeah, I used to do probably like 4 to 6 hours a day of microphone practice.
Yes, it's time to quit school and get back to that.
Well, no, I have to work full time.
No, your mom said you could stay home, watch CNN, and just work on the mic.
Oh, really? She said that?
She said you'll learn more from watching CNN and talking into your own mic than you will in math class.
I'm not in math class. I have a work. I work for a living. I work for a company.
I'd quit school.
I'm not in school.
What are you, in grade 11 now?
I'm 53 years old.
Okay, well, then you should graduate soon.
I graduated in 1989.
Great. Well, I'm pulling for you. If you need me to write a note for your mom, I'll say, look, we need him back on the mic.
Long story short, I can still do this microphone thing. My name's Electric John. You're listening to my pal, Jason Eastwood, and we bring you The Farm. And right here, the shrimpfarm.crypto is the most unique radio program in your entire area. You won't find anything like this. We are the analog relevance within the digital resonance, and we are bringing you all sorts of culture, action, and you know, just beautiful textures and sounds and feelings and vibes and yeah, all those great things. Each week,
I'm twice a week. I'm a little run down today, I got to tell you. Friday night, you came to the show. We played with Electric Six and the Super Suckers.
That's right, at the Pyramid. Yeah,
Robo John was a great show. But we had a friend visiting from British Columbia.
That's true.
It took a lot out of me. I don't really socialize anymore.
We went out for a big dinner on Thursday night as well, didn't we?
And we went out Thursday, too. That's three nights in a row for me. That's too much.
That's why I played it safe. I stayed home Saturday night to work on the beat of the week, and you're going to enjoy that a little later on.
Absolutely.
In our show, of course, Barry Boomer Babb.
Boomer Barry, he's back.
I think I got that peanut butter disease.
Yeah, where you did you eat a bunch of peanut butter before you start? It's hard to get words out because they get clogged up in the esophagi.
Yeah, but I didn't actually eat the peanut butter. I think the peanut butter disease is you just speak as though you've eaten peanut butter and you can't control it.
You got to be careful saying peanut butter in the air now. So many people are allergic. Like the kids today, they're all allergic.
Well, I don't want to give anybody an ear infection. I don't want to give anybody an ear infection.
If you're allergic to peanut butter, sorry about that.
But stop listening.
You're they probably have an EpiPen.
Well, they're going to get an ear infection if they're allergic and they're listening to me mention peanut butter.
But they probably have an EpiPen, so we're covered, right?
Sure, but after that extreme dose of adrenaline, they're going to want to take a nap, lie down somewhere safe, maybe be with a friend.
This is not medical advice, but it's great advice.
I came across some great music in the last week, and I'd like to share some with you now. In fact,
let's hear it.
Open up with a double shot. Quite a few years ago, actually, over 20 years ago, I was very excited when the Easy Star All-Stars, a reggae band, did a whole version of Dark Side of the Moon called Dub Side of the Moon.
Yeah, they also did OK Computer, right?
They did, and then after that, they did the Sgt. Pepper.
Mm.
But this one... I just find it to be such high quality recordings and some of my favorite songs. Ziggy Stardub. They did some David Bowie. So we're going to do a double shot right now.
This album never gets old, even the original, but I'm excited Reggae to version. Hear this.
And then this is actually one of the B-sides. This isn't on the original album, but you know this song well. David Bowie wrote it. Mott the Hoople originally did it. This is the Easy Star All-Stars featuring Kirsty Rock with... All the young dudes, right like here on Shrimp Farm. Dot crypto.
Carry that.
Something for the heads. Naomi Cowan with the Easy Star All-Stars from Ziggy Stardub. That was Moon Age Daydream, Jason.
I loved it. I could listen to that all night long. I think we should...
Good tracks. Really good. I love Starman. The Starman, the 5 years, is really good with Steel Pulse. Plays on 5 years.
Okay, so there's different guests on every song.
Different guests. Macy Gray is on Rock and Roll Suicide. Really good. Macy Gray, great voice. Not necessarily a reggae voice, but sure is a great soulful voice.
Macy Gray has a really soulful, distinct tone. Very unique. Beautiful. I haven't heard from her in years. What was that hit she had?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called.
She had one big song.
She was big for a while. Then, yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that story because it's hearsay. But, you got some of that local vibes. Now, why don't you tell me what's happened? We saw a record this weekend that actually the Haleys put out their record on vinyl.
Yeah, let's play a song from the Haleys, but let's also play a song from the Dub Rifles because we haven't played them in a few shows. And, you know, I heard from Colin Bryce this weekend. He wants to say hello to everyone in Winnipeg.
Okay.
He's in Detroit. He's playing a gig in Detroit coming up. May 18th, I believe. So if you're in that area, go check out Mohair Suites. He's everyone's favorite from Winnipeg. He just moved a few months ago, but his band was the Dub Rifles.
Fantastic. And we did see
Chris Jakes.
The late, great Chris
Jakes is the one who got that Dub Rifles compilation together.
Can we just say this together?
Dub Ditch Records.
The late, great Chris Jakes. Nice. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, we definitely missed. We missed Chris and his musical wisdoms.
Rest in paradise, Chris Jakes.
Yeah. Okay, so here it comes. Let's hear this. This is Delicate Action from the Dub Rifles right here on
Shrimpfarm.crypto.
Trust. It hasn't always been.
with me. I'm leaving here today, but maybe you could make me stay. When I've got the time, baby, I will make you mine. Better hurry up and wait. That late night rush will make you break. I'm not into sitting around, so let's get out, out on the town. Better hurry up and wait. That late night rush will make you break.
Winnipeg's best new rock trio, the Haleys, with Late Night Rush. You ever listen to Rush late at night, John? I'm not sure if that song was about that, but
I almost never listen to the band Rush, and certainly not late at night, and I probably would bet dollars to donuts that the Haleys were not singing about listening to Rush late at night. I think a late night rush refers to like a rush, like a buzz, yes. You know?
Yeah, Rush isn't really a late night band either. You know, like let's wind this thing down here with a little rush.
But isn't it interesting how language becomes so coded that whenever you hear the word rush, which is a legitimate word in the English language meaning to hurry, you're thinking of a band.
Yeah.
They hijack it.
They did, and I think if I met Geddy Lee at a Costco once. I should have brought that up with him. I said, look, man, you owe me some psychic space.
I had a terrible bug problem in one place I used to live in. I killed this giant beetle, and I went to someone and said, I killed a beetle. They said, you bastard.
Mark David Chapman.
So there you have it. So, you know, these bands can't come along and steal words from the English language and usurp them because these are real legitimate words. So if you're in a band... This is funny because there was the band Girls, okay, was upset that somebody made a TV show called Girls. It's like, maybe name your band. You don't own the word Girls. Maybe name your band something else, you know? Like use your imagination.
I've never heard a band called The Toilets. Have you?
The Toilets.
I mean, that would be a great punk band name. You'd think they'd be used.
No.
Duchamp's urinal.
Well,
that'd be a good one too.
There's the Toilet Papers. That's okay, friends of ours are in a band called the Toilet Papers.
Oh yeah, but it's not said like that. That would be better, actually. That'd
no,
be
it's more profane.
That'd be such a better name. But they love the name, and they have fans, and I love their music. They got a song about pi, 3.1414144. Blah blah blah. Anyway, what do we got cooking, John? You got some music for us? You got something hot?
How about a festival story?
Festival stories. The sound of a dream come true. Festival stories. It's just a good time for me and for you. Electric John presents Festival Stories.
Occasionally featuring me.
This one is not one of those occasions. I'm going to tell you about a festival that I used to attend from time to time in Toronto called North by Northeast, which is a festival. One particular time, though, because a few years earlier, let's put it this way, in 2004, I saw the first reunion of Iggy and the Stooges featuring Ron Ashton and Scott Ashton, and on bass, Mike Watt on bass. It was absolutely incredible, and they did the songs from their first two albums. They did Stooges and Funhouse. That's all they played. It was that era of the Stooges. Then a few years later, I think Ron Ashton had passed away, maybe? No, he was still there. Ron Ashton had passed away, but the timing was convenient because now Iggy and the Stooges were doing the Raw Power version with James Williamson, and they were doing a free show in Yonge and Dundas Square in Toronto.
Yeah, we saw the Flaming Lips there.
That's right. They would do good free concerts there. So I just remember that all the, the hip young families with their kids, you know, they had the backpack, a kid on the shoulders and all these little kids, and they're right, like, probably 20 rows back from the stage. And I'm thinking, these people are out of their minds because as soon as they've never been to a Stooges concert before. Like, as soon as the Stooges start playing, it's pandemonium. It's pure chaos. Like, shit's flying through the air, and sure enough, like,
still mosh pits. Like, still.
Well, it's not even so much. Not even so much that. Just the crowd is like bouncing, moving, and it's crazy. And maybe the odd person is being lifted over the crowd or whatever, but not so much, just like an explosion of energy, kinetic energy, just exploding. And it just, the Stooges kind of have this effect, right? They just, and Iggy too is like flailing and running and whipping around, and he's got no shirt on, and it was just hilarious because all of a sudden you just see these dads with the kids, and they're grabbing the kids and they're panicking, and they're like running to the back. And but there was 14,000 people in the street at Yonge and Dundas Square, all the way up pinned to the Eaton Center for that show.
Oh yeah,
it was absolutely insane. So I was lucky to see Iggy and Stooges with the original lineup pretty much in Dublin, Ireland in 2004, and then I think it was in 2010 I saw Iggy and the Stooges, but raw power with James Williamson on guitar. And that's this week's Festival Story.
Festival Stories, the sound of a dream come true. Festival Stories, it's just a good time for me and for you. Electric John presents Festival Stories,
occasionally featuring me.
This brand new sickness beat of the week.
Beat of the week. Where's the car? I parked just up ahead a few blocks. Car's up ahead. Yes. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. Fine. Nighttime in the city, dirty wireless static buckles. Purple clouds above like a mirror softly beckons. Jolted by the lightning bolts of uninterrupted commerce. It's the weather's sense of tension meets the action that calms us. Super bitchin' baseline begins and it bombs us. Burning through the urban acrobatics that are required. Every time a street gang sets the street on fire. A pair of yellow eyes, pure talons of power. This restaurant is closing in less than an hour. Hurry home, grab a shower until I shine like a shark before I head to the park. Owls are best suited to be out after dark. Owls. 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 Pick me up a newspaper while you're out. Owls. Owls. Yellow-eyed predator, I need a better editor. Another night redundant, all of the dialogue redacted, predicated on the premise that you promised to try and practice to be a heck of a lot more proactive. Hunting bats and rats and bastards, your field of vision faster or more vast. You glide above the morass, lurking and lurking below. Working your way into the oncoming day, the dark turns to gray, something howls. Only owls at night, no such thing as night owls. Late parliament hang at a secret location, just beyond the train station. Working their jowls, forming vowels, no need for napkins and towels. Their prey they disembowel. Some of us are wise and some are otherwise, and the wise old prize still soars and flies. Taking delight in the kingdom of night, when it's quiet and the wind is right. Stars will light up heaven's sky. Strigiformes watching from the oak trees. Head spins 360 degrees. Feather, feather, please. You think you're feather than me? Trying to pay the rent until the light of dawn. Time to grab a coffee, I packed up the cron. Jason Eastwood and Electric John. Owls will clutch like such and such and clasp the unfortunate within their grasp. Owls.
Owls.
Makes its way over the southern swamps of the barred owl, the central woodlands of the great horned owl, the western prairies of the burrowing owl, and finally sets beyond the northern tundra home of the snowy owl. The gathering dusk casts its magical spell, and life begins to stir in the deepening twilight. Gliding on hushed wings, and striking with lightning speed are the supreme hunters of the night, the owls, lords of darkness.
Everybody's listening to this brand new segment, it's Beat of the Week.
Beat of the Week. You know, once in a while you learn something on this program.
Who?
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 Who? You.
Talking about the owls?
Yeah, owls, nature.
Yeah, I don't think I've, if anything, I've de-learnt.
Unlearned.
During this
unlearned.
I've de-learnt.
Unlearned.
Yeah.
Unlearned?
See? I don't even know.
De-learnt?
The longer I do this show,
what you, the less are you I telling know. You the program is making you less intelligent?
It's just I'm realizing that the universe is a lot bigger and I don't know anything.
And that is the most humble, humiliating conclusion you can come to when you realize that the quest for knowledge is always unsatisfied.
Absolutely. That's we'll never quite know until we see that light in the tunnel.
You'll never quench the thirst for knowledge completely.
I don't think it's humiliating. I think it's humbling.
Well, it is there's nothing wrong with humiliation and humility.
Humility, yeah.
Humility.
It's got a bad rap because...
Humility, because of humiliation.
Because of hazing.
It's good to be humiliated once in a while.
Well, yeah, sure. I'm always humble.
We're going to go...
Oh, Lord. It is hard to be humble.
So we all the Winnipeg Jets were humbled last week when they got knocked out of round one of the playoffs. We're not going to do Jets 3.0, but can I just say this?
Goodbye, Rick Bowness.
That Nikolaj Ehlers was on the plane to Elf Camp as soon as he got out of that arena.
That's why Bowness quit. If anybody didn't hear, Bowness retired.
Rick Bowness is gone.
Bones, as we like to call him, he's retired.
I never use those nicknames. It's dumb.
And, What about you never call Ehlers the Fly? That was his nickname.
That's a cool nickname.
Not really.
There's too many people I know called Bones.
Well, but it makes sense with his name, right? Bonus, Bones.
Yeah, but anybody who has a name near it, they call them Bones. I don't like that nickname. I think it's dumb.
Yeah, well.
That's my opinion.
You call him Mr. Bonus. I'll call him Rick, and everyone else will call him Bones.
Richard Bonus.
He goes by Rick.
Well, Rick Bonus. Mr. Bonus. Mr. Sir.
The Rickster.
Call him Sir. Anyway, it's over. The Jets are over. It's over. No more Jets 3.0 for another summer.
Ehlers has gone to Elf Camp. We're done with
him. Off to Elf Camp. What have you got for us? You got some kind of mindful stuff happening here these days?
Not really. No.
Not feeling well.
Yeah, I'm a little under the weather today. There'll be a mindful minute next week because I'm going to reflect on what got me this cold next week.
Okay, well, listen, it sounds like you...
So look forward to the mindful minute next week. There's going to be some revelations. Then you're going to know what I really know.
It sounds like you had a bit of a weekend.
It was a bit of a weekend.
One of the groups that really surprised me was a two-piece from Nashville called Volk.
Oh, yes. Let's play some of them.
All right, this is called Snake Farm, right here in Trimpum and out of crypto.
Just sells Nancy Snake Farm. Pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house, Snake Farm. Mona's got a king sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. There's a python in a little mouse wearing a sailor hat that says Snake Farm. Snake Farm. It just sounds nasty, Snake Farm. Pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house, Snake Farm. I asked Ramona how come she works there, and she says, well, it's got its charms. There's nothing to do in the winter, and now and then some kid gets bit, Snake Farm. Snake Farm! Just sounds nasty, Snake Farm. Pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house, Snake Farm. And
a band from Wales. It's called The Alarm. She said you cried when they broke up, but she still plays the records at the Snake Farm. But just sounds nasty, Snake Farm. But in my dreams, Snake Farm is a reptile, Snake Farm. Calls me up and says, come on down here, it's getting warm. She runs everybody off and we, you know, it's a snake farm.
Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it's pretty much here.
Faster than ever before. You gotta be joking, man. What are you
shit. That's Deep Purple. Brand new Deep Purple.
Ian Gillan sounds as good as 1971.
Who's in this group now? We got Ian Gillan.
Roger Glover on bass.
That's right.
Ian Pace on drums. John Lord's deceased.
He's been replaced by Don Airey.
He played with Ozzy on Diary of a Madman.
The original Blizzard of Oz.
They played on Mr. Crowley.
Incredible.
I bet you they give him a big solo during the show.
They sound good, but almost better than ever. And before that, of course, Volk, band we saw on Friday night. You played a gig with them.
They're an up-and-coming band. Their guitar player played with the Electric Six as well, but they are a great duo from Nashville, Tennessee.
Fantastic.
Music City.
Fantastic.
The good part of Music City.
You mean, is he in the Electric Six?
He played with them. I'm not sure, because the Electric Six singer said that their keyboard player was sick. So I don't know if he was replacing the keyboard player, but he said he had Lyme disease, which makes me think he hasn't been on the whole tour.
Yeah, you get that from Wood-Ticks.
Wood-Ticks in Long Island, that's a bad place to catch it.
Oh, yeah, all that tri-state area, Connecticut.
I'd stay out of Birdsell Park in June.
If you're in that Connecticut, you want to avoid a cat called Vince McMahon Sr. He's quite a creep.
Oh, I bet. Anyway, what, does he live in the Hartford area?
He lives in Greenwich.
You ever driven through Hartford?
Greenwich. I've never been to Connecticut.
It's a dump. It's Hartford, you're driving through, you feel like you're driving down Inkster.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Inkster.
No. If you love industrial parks.
Take me
to the park. The industrial park.
We were born and raised here in the city of champions, but I guess I can't really say
the city of machine workers.
The city of machine learning.
Yes. No, machine factory workers.
Sure. We're in Winnipeg. Well, it's a farm place. Farming.
A lot of farming and metal fabrication going on. All the exciting things going on in Winnipeg.
It's just amazing here.
There's a lot of reading, too.
I like to read. I'm a good reader.
This is a great city for reading.
I like reading and napping. These are my two new favorite
things. Well, you're getting ready for maybe another pandemic.
More like plandemic. It's out there. That disease X. Watch out. You never know what's coming.
I feel it. Yeah, somebody stuck me with a disease this weekend. I was at a show, and I don't know what happened, but somebody just cast their evil nasal thing on me.
You opened up the portal, the portable door,
yeah.
the vortex.
I sound like a cross between Fran Drescher and Bob Dylan.
Well,
and that ain't so bad. That ain't so bad.
You could get a gig in that regard.
I'm going to call my band Fran Zimmerman.
In your first album, we called Fred Zeppelin.
Yes.
What do we have up? You're listening to Shrimp Farm Doc Crypto right here in CKUW.
We're live from Hibbing, North Dakota.
95.9 FM. We are close to North Dakota. We are not in North Dakota. We're in a dump called Gary's Closet, Manitoba.
We are. We will never leave the closet again.
And by dump, I mean place. And by place, I mean dump. We don't use the term dump pejoratively around here.
Gary's Closet is a community that we have embraced. They've embraced us. We love the neighborhood.
True. We're good to be here. We grew up here. And you know, it's interesting. In Ireland, they say a kip is a dump, but a kip is also a nap. So a nap and dump have the same slang, right?
In North America, kip is the lead singer / bassist, I believe, for Winger, Kip Winger.
Right. But in Ireland, it's either a nap or a dump is a kip.
Yeah.
Well, it's a real kip, or I have myself a kip.
Kip sang that song in that 80s metal style. That's how we say it over here.
Kippy-I-A, Kippy-I-A.
Kip it coming, John.
I will. We got it right now. Let's do it. Here we go.
Kip Winger?
No.
We're not playing Winger.
Of course not.
Okay. What do you want to hear?
What do I want to hear? What does the audience need to hear? That's what you want to be asking right now.
Phone us right now and tell us, what do you want to hear?
No, we don't want to. No, listen. You're missing the point. We don't want to know what the audience wants to hear. We want to play what the audience needs
to
hear.
That's right.
And right now, the audience needs to hear Masked Wolf. This is called Astronaut in the Ocean.
On Shrimp Farm.
Dot Crypto.
Astro, no.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these
much. Put that shit in slow motion, yeah. I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. She say that I'm cool.
That's right.
I'm like, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I believe in G-O-D. I don't believe in T-H-O-T. She keep playing me dumb. I'm a player for fun. Y'all don't really know my mental. Let me give you the picture like stencil. Falling out in a drought. No flow rain was I'm pouring down. See that pain was all around. See my mode was kinda lounge. Didn't know which way to turn. Flow was cool, but I still felt burned. Energy up, you can feel my surge. I'ma kill everything like this purge. Let's just get this straight for a second. I'ma work, even if I don't get paid for progression. I'ma get it. Everything that I do is electric. I'ma keep it in a motion, keep it moving like kinetic. Put this shit in a frame, better know I don't blame everything that I say. Man, I seen you deflate, let me elevate. This ain't a prank, have you walking on a plane? Both hands together, God, let me pray. I've been going right around, call that relay. Pass the baton, back in the mall, swimming in the pool, can't drink them all. Want a piece of this, a piece of mine, my piece of sign. Can you please read between the lines? My rhymes inclined to break your spine. They say that I'm so fine, you could never match my grind. Please do not waste my time. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion, yeah. I feel like an astronaut in the ocean, ay. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion, yeah. I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
Let me tell you, oh no, 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 no. No, no, no. Oh no, 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 no.
JJ, you're crazy.
Let me tell you something, let me tell you, little baby. Let me tell you something that'll drive you a little crazy. No, oh no, 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 no. You are always something that is on my mind daily. You are really something straight out of a daydream. No, oh no, 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 no. When we first started, yeah, didn't have my heart in. I was taking it from your backside, had to keep it stacked with you. For me, these lines were uncharted. After feeling discarded, I was led here from a wagon, ended up cracked, it's true. Then you came around and really patched me up, you see. In this town, it's hard catching up, it seems. But I knew it was different when I went and laid my eyes on you. Been through the ringer, I could throw the toughest scenes. Little linger finally had enough of teams. It was you I was missing, now my skies all seem so blue. Ooh. Let me tell you something, let me tell you, little maybe. Let me tell you something that'll drive you a little crazy. No, oh no, 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 no. You are always something that is on my mind daily. You are really something straight out of a daydream. No, oh no, 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 no. I cannot believe my eyes. No, I cannot believe those stars. Seems like every conversation I feel like I'm rediscovering you. An independent woman decided she wants to be a co-defendant on the case of loving me. Now I have an obligation to just show you all my undercover truths. The way you move your body like that, or maybe how that ass so fair. Go and back it up on me, baby, show me how you're ready to go. Let me hear you scream, let me hear you cry out for me. Maybe one day I'ma get down on one knee. But for now, it's just love, baby, you know how to take it slow. Oh. Let me tell you something, let me tell you, little maybe. Let me tell you something that'll drive you a little crazy. No, oh no, 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 no. You are always something that is on my mind daily. You are really something straight out of a daydream. No, oh no, 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 no.
Beautiful Spanish guitars in that new piece from Jay Alaska, Manitoba's own Jay Alaska. So much talent here in Manitoba, John.
Local.
That song was called Daydream.
That's yes, it. Before that, we heard a track from from The Masked Wolf, and the name of The Masked Wolf track, you're not going to believe this one, that's called Astronaut in the Ocean, and that song was suggested by App.
Great. Suggested by App is, that's where you find all your music, right?
Sometimes there's app suggestions in the Apple Music.
Yes. Do you ever watch the New Music on Saturday afternoons?
I used to love the New Music when it was done by a lady called Denise Donlon, who went on to become the head of Sony Canada.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure she's probably retired by now, but she was one of the original people with the New Music.
She was great. She put on a lot of interesting music that you wouldn't hear about, but you watched that show, and there it was.
It's really good. And, you know, sometimes someone older like Denise Donlon can teach us a thing or two, Jason.
Terry David Mulligan. He's taught me everything I know about radio.
Sure. All those people. And also...
I'm Jason Gregory Eastwood, by the way. First thing he taught me was have three names.
Terry David Mulligan.
Yeah, I want to be Terry David Jason.
Sure, yeah. And then, of course, I've learned quite a bit from listen to the experts on YouTube.
YouTube. You just type in something, you can learn it, right?
And okay, and they've taught us, and also you've had a lot of mentors in your life.
Oh, many, many mentors. So many that I forgot most of them.
Well, there's one I'll never forget. Boomer Barry.
I've become really interested in the topic of and practicing of mindfulness. You know what I'm talking about. It's the art of being at one with the moment, being in tune with nature, entering into mystic realms, harnessing cosmic powers, entering a state of serene tranquility, and eventually becoming one with the very essence of existence. And I seem to be making great progress with this whole mindfulness thing. And I was so close to achieving this Zen-like state of tranquility in all aspects of my life until my cosmic journey was rudely interrupted one rainy night. I'm sure you're all wondering what horrible thing could have knocked me off my path of absolute enlightenment. It probably won't be of a big surprise to many of you, because if you've traveled in a car on a rainy night, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's windshield wipers. And because I'm in this heightened mindfulness awareness state, I can literally hear many of you out there now saying, "Really?" Well, you know what? Windshield wipers are absolutely insane when you're in a mindful state. They're like these erratic, attention-seeking maniacs on my windshield. The noise of the relentless choir of squeaky sneakers on a gymnasium floor during a line dance class. Who invented these things? I have this theory that wipers were invented by a committee of drunks meeting at a local bar. Let's attach these rubber blades to two metal sticks and have them slap across the glass of the car every 3 seconds like a metronome on steroids. Becoming mindful has made me hyper aware of life's irritations. You know, the next thing, I'll probably be meditating on the sound of my neighbor's leaf blower. I'm waiting for somebody to invent a silent, transparent, self-cleaning wiper that will only activate when absolutely necessary. But I guess until then, I'll have to find inner peace from the chaos of wiper blades. Namaste, or whatever.
Down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Boomer just squeegeed his third eye there with the wiper blades.
He did, and those windshield wipers have saved millions of lives, John, across the world. I mean, you wouldn't be able to see the road in a rainstorm.
When they squeak too much, you got to change them, too. He's probably abusing them in the winter on the ice, right?
It's very, yes. Maybe he has them on when it's not raining. Does he realize you don't have to drive with those on all the time? I'm not
that
sure.
Would squeak like the squeaky gym shoe floor thing he was talking
it
about.
Would, so that's unfortunate. Maybe we can send him one of those YouTube videos and he can learn all about windshield wipers.
So on Generation Roundup here, what do we conclude? Generation Gap Roundup.
Well, we're going to conclude that whatever generation we are currently in right now is us being us, and that's you too, the listener.
You as
the
well.
Best generation that could ever be, and that's right now.
We are the now generation.
We are the minute generation.
We are the it generation.
I'm living in this minute. It doesn't matter what happened before. It doesn't matter what's going to happen next.
And I won't know what happens in the next minute till I turn on X.
And X,
I start scrolling.
Wait a second, boomer. You don't turn on X. You
mean? Yeah, that's cool, man. I'm a Gen X. Next week, we won't see them.
But will they see us?
No.
Who?
They'll hear us.
Yes.
Where will they hear us?
95.9
FM. And what's the name of the program?
Shrimp.
Farm.
Dot.
Crypto. Until then.
Man, are you cracked? Tonight they're playing, I think I'll go downtown. Have a few too many and just drag everybody down. Oh man, are you cracked? Now why be such a fool and try to write a song when you could just borrow records and remember them all? Man, are you cracked? Well, maybe I'll buy a box of paint by numbers. Maybe have my own show, I'll just change a couple of colors. You throw enough bull, some has got to stick around. Soon, soon, squares and all will shout, you're the man in town.